But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, what's that have to do with Jesus being a son? Because right before he went into the wilderness, he came as a man. He was baptized by John. And when he came up out of the river, God said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." What Jesus was saying is, devil, I don't have to prove a thing. I don't have to do nothing to be anything. I am because he said. I'm a son because God said, "You're a son." Okay, I'm a son. Woo! Satan's after your identity. He's trying to get you to prove you're holy. He's trying to get you to prove you're committed. He's trying to get you to prove all these things, to reveal that you're weak, to reveal that you can in your own strength, to condemn you, and to get you to throw away your confidence and your hope and your faith. All glory goes to who? No flesh will glory. So why are we trying to do this in the flesh? No flesh will glory in the presence of God. It is such a glory to God. Watch this. Humility will wear righteousness. Deception and pride and flesh pride and deception will resist righteousness. Because you're still trying to be something in and of your own strength. You're still trying to do something to prove what you are. It's like this brother, I said, you come up to him and say, "What's up with you, man? How are you? You're changing like, man, you're so soft. You're the love life in you. And how are you? What are you doing, man?" He loves me. Jesus! And you go, "What?" See, I didn't even finish this. The supervisor says, that just came back to me. That supervisor said, "I've been watching your life and I don't understand. I see what they're doing to you, supervisors and co-workers, because of your faith. I see how you're getting persecuted. I see how they're playing you and abusing you, but you never change." He said, "I don't understand." He said, "I'd be furious. I'd be a mess. If they did what they're doing to you to me, I'd be ready to choke somebody." And he said, "You really don't change at all." He said, "Now I know you're going to tell me it's Jesus, but I need to understand." So I said, "You got a minute?" And I told him. But do you see, he was watching me. And here's what he noticed about this Christian. That come hell or high water, he was the same. That there had to be something about his identity that wasn't determined by life and the way it's going. There's something about this man's identity that wasn't determined by people, places, and things. This guy's a little deeper than something I've seen before. I'm calling his house to understand. Now, am I boasting on me or the righteousness that's in this gospel? Because every day I was going there, I was looking through the single eye of God and you couldn't touch me, you know? Because Jesus had a hold of me in identity. Do you know, when your identity is secure, you don't need affirmation. When you start serving in this church, you don't, even though it's nice to be affirmed, it's only healthy when you don't need it. It's only healthy when you don't need it. You're back here laboring and all that sound and stuff. It's great when people say, "Brother, thanks for your heart, thanks for your time." But he's doing it unto the Lord. He's doing it because he loves. It's better to give than receive. He's doing it because his reward, he's looking out there. He's making full use of his life, his calling, his gifting, and he's laying down his life and he's running the race worthy of a prize. And he doesn't need a thank you. He doesn't need a pat on the back. He doesn't need nothing because it's all for God and it's all for you. And don't you ever let that lie get in you where you're serving for 6 months and start thinking, "Well, Sister Sally, they seem to bless her and talk to her and boast her up in service. They never even acknowledge me. Well, they seem to appreciate her way more than they appreciate me. I don't even think this church cares about what I do. I think I'm going to another church." See, your motives are so messed up and twisted up and you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for the Lord. You're not doing it for them. See, you're doing it for you when you think that way, and that needs to be dead in us. See, righteousness won't allow us to even go there. Because my affirmation, I'm already affirmed. Yeah. You don't got to pat me on the back. Nobody's got to say, "Thank you. Great job, Pastor. Oh, we appreciate you and love you." Nobody would ever have to do that. I promise you the rest of my life. I know that. So when they do it, when it's healthy and pure from their heart, it can be received healthfully.